Let me ask you about China.
China. I go to China. 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 People from China. They love me. China. 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 In China, they say I don't like China. I love China. People think I don't like China. I love China. China. China.
Is the new China, by the way.
China. 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 I deal with China.
China. China.
Big league. China.
Did you like it?
Just seen the memes going around, by the way. This is one of my new favorite meme formats. Of it's about kids who bring AirPods to school.
No,
and they're just cheating. Hopefully on math tests.
It's always like
that was my dream.
Kids who bring AirPods to school, and it's like normal face or like whatever. And then it's like beside it's like kids who bring Samsung smart refrigerators to school. And then it's something else. So oh it's like a really God. Funny. It's a really funny.
Oh, I love
format.
That.
I really.
I'm not
that.
On board with the smart refrigerator. I got to be honest.
I think it's a hilarious concept.
It's a controversial statement.
Yeah, what is that?
I mean, it seems like an unnecessarily high investment in something that we've. It's like one of the quintessential. It works fine. Why are we trying to change it?
Yeah. I don't need my refrigerator to remind me that I'm poor as fuck inside that thing.
Yeah.
And there's no right. good food.
So that's what it does, right? Just, yeah. It just
it's
shows
like, hey,
you.
You've gone like white trash status. You've just got mayonnaise and pickles.
Yeah.
And you're like, don't remind me, okay?
Okay, smart fridge.
All right, you smart ass fridge.
I mean, I like the idea of the fridge letting me know when my shit's going to go bad because I always... I mean, that's the biggest issue with being an adult, especially if you're busy, is like you're like buying something and then it goes bad and it just like rots. And then yeah. I feel wasteful. I mean, that's actually kind of the value of the Blue Aprons of the world, in my opinion.
Get it who, when you need it.
Who's yeah. sponsoring this pod today.
Thanks,
you could also, I've noticed smelling things is very useful for
it is.
Whether or not it's good or bad.
But I don't
and like it's an old fashioned technique.
I agree. I don't really trust my nose though when it comes to that though because I don't
coke head.
I've just
my nose
ever since I deviated
you
my
and
septum.
Lang, dude. Yeah. That guy's nose,
dude. His nose is fucking problem. Beat, it's dude. Like a it looks like a
it's like a prostitute's butthole.
Prostitute's butthole. I was gonna say a marble statue, but I also don't understand what you're saying.
Works both ways.
It works both ways, but I think I just don't trust. I don't trust my. Especially with cheeses, I feel like cheese is complicated because every once in a while
it is rotted.
Yeah, it's like inherently fungal, so it's like you smell it and you just go, "Ooh, this smells bad and delicious."
It's a good point because when yeah. like blue cheese is mold, and so when your yeah, other like, cheese you has know? Mold, I just eat it because I'm like blue cheese, right?
Yeah,
right.
It just goes from Swiss to blue cheese. It's the life cycle of cheese.
Mold can't be too bad for
mold you. Can't be too bad for you," said. Everyone in the
That's what
1700s.
What are we? What is
anyway,
the show?
Yeah. So this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast with the internet, but way over at the front page of the internet. My name over here is It's Your Dad.
And I'm Dog Boobs.
My Friday. Woof.
My Friday. The Mold Master.
Mold Master McGee.
Mold Master McQueen. Anyway, so yeah, we talk about the internet. This is a podcast about it. And, it's raining in LA again. I feel like we've been doing a lot of rain in LA pods lately.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It hasn't rained this much since I've lived here for 11 years. I don't know.
It's pretty wild.
If it's Trump, if it's the Illuminati, yeah. I don't know.
I don't want to blame it on pharma? Trump because I know we needed this rain.
Theranos.
So
Theranos?
It could be Theranos, actually.
It might be Theranos.
That's true. How's she doing, by the way?
I'm reading the book
Can't
right now, and it is yeah. good.
It looks so good.
It's so good. I am
what a crazy
I, like,
lady,
am grinning
right?
while I drive,
wow.
just watching her crash and burn. And I don't want. I didn't like necessarily want her to fail until you learn about what a dick she is. You
oh,
know,
really? When you say reading, you're listening to it on an audiobook.
Oh yeah,
okay.
I'm an Audible reader.
I love people do this. My girlfriend does this too, where she's just like, I am reading a book right now, and I'm just like,
Are you?
What are you?
I
don't think you read. Tell me about that. She's just like,
semantics.
Well, I'm listening to it. Like, I'm reading a podcast
yeah,
right
now. It's 2019. Semantics. Yeah,
that's
We're reading.
True.
I say the same thing, but I feel guilty, and I often correct myself.
Yeah.
Because I feel like someone knows I'm lying.
Yeah,
because
you're like,
liar.
Well, to be honest. But you know what? It's not any less great. You're still getting all this new information.
I ingest it way better.
Oh, I agree.
Me too.
Personally,
I don't have time to read a book, so I do it in the car.
You seem like you might be like me, where you get a one half of a page down, and you're snoring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time I'll never finish a book.
Yeah, I would only read before bed, and I would read a page and fall asleep.
Same.
It'd take you 10 years to get through anything.
But it's great since I started Audible. I think I've read 8 or 9 books via Audible and absorbed so much information about serial killers that I'm branching out now. I'm branching out to
different
Theranos.
Kinds of felons.
Yeah, I like any kinds of like conspiracies and bullshit. And then I also want to learn about some really intense things that I don't know about, like the Israel Palestine.
Oh, I got a book. Cool. We'll talk about books another time. I don't know if we necessarily need to do that on the pod, but there is a really good book called Black Flag that I read IRL, and it's actually fucking great. And it's about ISIS.
I'd like you to become a
I love ISIS
expert on local spiders too, just to see what could get you.
Let me really quickly. I just said I love ISIS. Let me reframe that statement.
I'm gonna go backwards.
I do.
I thought you said ICES.
No. I love ICES.
The summer drink.
I love the political. The political chess match that has turned into ISIS. Yeah. I love ISIS. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Be very clear about that.
You do have a beard, and it's getting quite scraggly.
Well, I'm doing a Tough Mudder in April, and I'm like...
Are you?
Yeah, and I'm like...
Are you going to shave your head?
No. No.
Of course not.
But I'm growing my beard out just until then, but so it's I can get all the mud in it.
Oh, cool.
That is cool.
Yep.
I hope you get shocked or something cool like that.
Oh, you do.
Nice. You do? Yeah.
Those are the things I'm actually most excited about. I'm like not looking forward to running. I'm not looking forward to like doing any of the things that are going to make me actually physically exhausted. I'm looking forward to like the things that are all about torture and pain.
Oh, man. So,
anyway, let's talk about the front page this week.
Yeah, we got some funds.
We do have some funds. So really quickly, before we get too deep in this, thank you everybody who's been chatting us up on our subreddit. Did you Reddit if you're just new to this thing? Also, Instagram, we've been a lot more active than usual. We're just trying to start to get more active in the things that we're doing online. I mean, we just, for whatever reason, I think it's because all three of us like inherently don't like social media. So we like fuck off on social media. But now that I've learned how to put GIFs on images and stories.
Right.
Game over.
Yeah.
So if you want to follow us, did you Reddit? On Instagram, and then our subreddit, Did You Reddit? And then if you want to just hit us up directly, hi@didyoureddit.com. Our website, Did You Reddit? Subscribe, like, comment, all those things. I got to get this shit out of the way. I hate doing this, but like, if you want to subscribe, and if you want to rate, and if you want to say nice things about us, specifically on iTunes and Stitcher, that really helps.
It's our key to the top.
I mean, we're trying to become the number one pod in China right now. So, and it's tough because we don't speak a lick of Chinese on here. So
we're going to remedy that because I pulled up a quick phrases.
Did you really?
Gung Hei Fat Choi. Happy New Year. We just passed Chinese New Year. So remember.
Oh, tight. Gung Pei. Hi.
Gung Hei Fat Choi.
There you
gung,
go.
Gung Hei Fat Choi. I love when Americans get Asian languages. They're just like, what is that? Gung Hei Fat Choi?
We'll get into that one, but I remember that one from when I was a kid because where I'm from is a big Chinese population. So that we always get to celebrate and get the fortune cookies.
Okay, China.
You know.
I like it.
And they gave away money. Dude, like, tight. Wait, cookies and money? I want to be Chinese, Dad. They're like, no, you're not.
That's not how it works. Not how it works, son. We're Italian.
Yeah, we're Italian.
Sorry,
we give away meatballs.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
Something I saw on the front page.
Right. So,
Dead Mouse.
Oh.
Did you see the news about Dead Mouse?
No, please tell me.
He was banned from Twitch following homophobic comments.
That sounds like him.
Right?
Yep.
I didn't realize there's so many...
Dude, it's hard.
Dumbass DJs that are kind of fucking up.
Well,
people, are we realizing that DJs are finally dumbasses?
Are they done?
I mean, they're...
Are they dumb?
Are DJs done?
They're dumb.
I didn't know
this.
That's interesting that he was banned from Twitch. That is characteristic of him, but also there's a lot of homophobic behavior on Twitch, I would assume.
Yeah.
So I kind of find that interesting. But he's a fascinating one because he's so like Deadmau5 is an absolute genius, but he's one of the people in kind of the DJ community who rose quickly kind of despite, I think, his he didn't go he's not like Diplo or something where he has this amazing business acumen, mm-hmm. right? Like Diplo is a is an actual genius. Like he's really bizarre and funny, but he's like he's clearly a businessman.
Yeah.
Right? A-Track, clearly a businessman. Like Tiesto, clearly a businessman. Deadmau5 is like clearly a nerd who owns like drones
just like
and
a
shit.
Dude, yeah.
And so it's so I think that his rise to the top has kind of been a little unorthodox, and I think that it doesn't surprise me at all that he's becoming what he was designed to be.
PewDiePie, you know, dropped N-Bombs, right. and now Diplo is dropping.
Not Diplo, Deadmau5.
Deadmau5, they're all the same.
Dropping the F word. They are.
Yeah. Dog boobs.
That's me, anyway. It's
Diplo,
music.
Diplo, Deadmau5,
right?
PewDiePie, dude. Whatever.
PewDiePie, whatever.
PewDiePie, dude. They're all dipping hard
it's
on
all
their
music.
Lows.
PewDiePie.
but it's hard. I mean, if you're live streaming constantly and you're. Like in the heat of like, if it, the more casual it starts to feel, the more probability you have of just saying something stupid and unthoughtful. And like, there's still like, oh man, like remnant words that people shouldn't say that like everyone, and it happens all the time. And it's like, someone said it.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know.
Well, the problem is
the guy like,
I think the implication is that he says that kind of shit in real life.
Okay. Well, yeah. He says so, it like constantly, and that's like his thing. And what does he say? He hates gay people or something?
I think he just said
called,
the F word, right?
Yeah, he called some. I mean, here's the thing. If he would have please not used the FAG word and gotten himself banned, it's a pretty funny insult.
Okay.
He calls this person.
So listen, like, I know it's bad, but it's pretty
but
funny.
It's pretty funny if he would have just replaced one word. He called this person on Twitch who he thought was playing unfairly a fucking cock sucking stream sniper FAG.
It's brutal.
Which is a brutal burn. But, yeah. You know, you can't say that word. It's fucking rude.
Do you
it
say that kind of stuff to
feelings.
People on Sims?
Sims, yeah.
No, The Sims isn't online. It's not an online game.
Really?
No, so it's literally just me.
That's particularly lonely, yeah.
Like, I last
such
night
a middle class barbecuing ass dad. Dude.
Last night Bryson came over and I recreated his entire apartment.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
In real
and helped
time.
Him redesign it.
Wow.
I like that you're like, just check this out, Bryson.
Yeah.
And then
let me
you
show
just
you a
like
listen,
something.
Listen, Bryson, I know you say you don't want an ottoman, but let me just paint a picture for you.
12 hours later, Bryson's like,
I basically sold him on a love seat and a few floating picture ledges.
Oh, shout out Bryson. I know he's trying to rent a room in his apartment. Look nice.
I know.
I almost moved in. I almost told my wife,
Bryson's got a good setup.
Honey, I'm going to Bryson's. I'll be back tomorrow.
It'll just be like for when I don't want to see you, and I'll just like go over there. He's got like
just
a cool
when I
room.
I don't want to see you. It's a
can
great
you imagine?
Room.
I love the idea of suddenly like little Friday later in his years. He'd be like, never really knew my dad. Be like, no. And then eventually he like finally gets to talk to your mom about it. She's been all cold about it for a long time, and she's just like, yeah, he lives like 3 blocks away. He always has. He just like one day just decided to go live with this guy named Bryson. And now he just like, he just games. He's on Twitch.
Yeah.
He just games all the time.
He just lives
with Bryson.
I
by the way,
you miss him,
we want a 10% finder's fee for when we rent Bryson's place out.
Yeah.
Right.
That's fair.
Well, here's the thing. He found someone.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Did we find it for him?
Damn.
Sure. Yeah. I think so.
Well, there's a lawsuit here for sure.
Bryce. For sure.
Bryce. Hand over that kashish.
Hand over that kashish, my friend.
All right, what else has been happening on the front page this past week?
I mean, the big
week?
Stuff is China, which let's just tell everyone we're going to talk about China.
That's what we're talking about today. We actually hit on it very briefly at the very end of the episode 100 pod because we were talking about the one finger challenge.
Right.
The very, very sexy one finger challenge. And so we landed on our China on accident. Which, in retrospect, might not have been on accident.
No.
No. Right? True. Tencent.
I don't know. Tencent. We're going to talk about it. About 12 down. I don't have numbers on this one. God dang it. But it's this just made me laugh. It was Mark Wahlberg invited this homeless man to eat for free in his restaurant. Respect. And then the picture is Mark Wahlberg and what's his face? Post Malone, sorry.
Oh, Post Malone.
Post Malone, and they're like eating at a Wahlburgers.
Oh, my
amazing.
God.
And, oh, man, Post Malone's just looking rougher and rougher.
Ew.
And rougher. And everyone loves the guy. Last summer?
He looks like me during like summer break in high school. Like baggy t-shirt, dirty ponytail.
For all of our friends who ask me all the time, what's dog boobs like?
she looks like Post Malone.
Post Malone, minus the face tattoos, but otherwise completely fake.
I wouldn't say that.
I mean, the bangs.
You're right. It's just exactly
You got a couple
Post
this
Malone.
Week. Yeah.
You should get bangs like Post Malone.
Yeah, for and then, sure. Does Post Malone have bangs?
Yes. Look at some of Post Malone with bangs. It's so
he's a funny cool. character, man.
Oh, right. Oh my god.
Are you looking up did you just search Post Malone bangs?
Yeah.
And it looks
that's
like he
nuts.
Puts veggie oil in it.
He looks like
look like turf bangs to me.
Well you can tell he's going for the Hasidic uh-huh. Jewish.
Yeah, at what point is that cultural appropriate?
I know. Is
I love the idea of Post Malone getting, he's a rapper, right? And he gets called out for appropriating Jewish Orthodox culture instead of black culture.
I just Googled, is Post Malone Jewish? And the first thing that comes up is, so is Post Malone really haunted by a Yiddish ghost? Maybe.
See,
he
that,
is.
That is why I love Post Malone, is because things like that are actually part of his story, which is just so fucking insane.
That's really
Wait,
amazing.
Is Post Malone actually haunted
is
by a Yiddish ghost?
Haunted by a Yiddish ghost.
Fucking amazing. So I just sent you guys a link to this one, too. This is a really interesting one. So this is 3 days ago, 13 down right now. Jamaican Super Lotto winner taking no chances.
This is fantastic.
And it's of him signing off. On his winnings.
Oh,
but he's wearing a scream mask. so you literally
so no one knows
nobody
who he is.
Nobody knows who he is.
I mean, Jamaica has a stereotype for being like a dangerous place or something.
Yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, it is a dangerous place.
I've been there once for spring break, and I didn't really see the dangerous side. I more saw the rum a colada right. side.
Yeah.
But lucky. I don't know. Yeah, dude, if you got like $25 million in a country where people don't have that much cashish.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're
right.
It's
a
tiny island where everyone probably knows where everyone lives.
Right.
Well, and I mean, people say that the biggest predators when you win the lotto is your family, right?
is your mom.
Yeah, it's your mom. So I think that even with this, it's like he probably was like, I gotta go to the grocery store, I'll be right back, and then like put on the mask and like took the photo.
Yeah.
Got his cashish, and then now nobody really knows.
We already talked about how to keep your money as a lotto winner. You start a foundation for like Alzheimer's or something, and then you just pay yourself
Alzheimer's
a salary for like the next 50 years, and then
that's true.
The government can't touch it.
This is true. So here's another really that's called fraud.
It's
called fraud, yeah, but
it's a thing called fraud. Yeah.
Which is basically what rich people do to keep their money.
That's what every NFL mm-hmm. player does when they
pretty much
they have a foundation for like Billy's jeans. Like you're like, yeah, give Billy jeans.
I mean, and it's tough because it is obviously
an
appropriate incentive structure, and it's a good thing. Like LeBron James has like a million charities, and I'm sure part of that is so that he can keep as much money as possible. I mean, he's a notoriously cheap guy.
You're essentially saying, I don't want the government to spend my money. I will dull it out to people who I think need it.
Totally.
My way.
Which is fair. And even if you're doing it solely for tax reasons, it's still like a good idea. You know, that's my opinion on tax law.
So F the man, keep your taxes.
Exactly.
Here's what your dad says.
Here's another good one that I think, and we'll only cover a couple more before we get into China, because China's obviously dense and there's some big issues. So let's talk about this one, and then we'll go into a couple Chinese ones. So today, NASA will officially have to say goodbye to the little rover that could. The Mars Opportunity rover was meant to last just 90 days, and instead marched on for 14 years. It finally lost contact with Earth after it was hit by a dust storm.
Dog boobs, what say you?
Woof. That's all I have to say about that.
Yikes. 14 years.
I get so jazzed up when these NASA engineers just knock it out of the park. Like they're
totally.
So nerdy, and it's a place where nerd shines. And like,
I totally agree.
They got money, nerd, and then they're in space, and everything they do is like so just amazing. Wow,
right.
How come we can't do some of that down here?
Fucking
yeah,
seriously,
right?
Yeah.
We got
put
the guys
NASA in charge of everything here.
They're good at stuff. Nothing's working here.
Right?
Get them to do some of this stuff.
I have a hard time with inanimate objects too. Like I feel like bad for them, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I was going to say that.
Oh, yeah. Like he's just up there, like Wally. Wally now.
Like something that I have looking a mental a block up that I can never think about is when my parents got divorced. I was an adult, but I still had all my stuffed animals in that family home.
Cool.
Oh, and I said, good. Dad, I want you to give those to a child in need.
That's cool.
And he said, wink, wink, okay. I'm going to just say that he did that and didn't put them in the dumpster. Right?
Or if he just brought them to like a Goodwill, a kid would have got them.
Right?
My mom this week just texted me and was like, do you want your childhood trophies? And I was like, oh, dang. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
I got wow, mom, really hitting me in the heart right there.
I
was
like,
yeah,
I guess technically I can separate my emotions from this and be like, yeah, throw them in the trash. But I'm like, maybe save like one.
Yeah.
Just like, right. Give like one
like
to my kid.
The coolest one.
Like, whatever right. The best one was, just save one. Maybe mm-hmm. Take pictures or something.
Yeah.
And then throw them away. Marie Kondo that shit.
Marie Kondo that shit.
So
I'm forgotten now.
If your dad is anything like what we assume he is.
My room is now a knitting studio.
Then I think your dad probably gave those toys to his new girlfriend's son.
I'm cool with that. I would be cool with that. I just want them to be loved.
Okay.
You know?
Are you cool with his new girlfriend just loves stuffed animals?
Uh-huh. I am.
Okay.
If she's going to treat those things well, I am... completely for it. I will help drive them to her house.
Right. Okay. So, Dog Boob's dad, don't throw them away.
Please don't throw those
away.
What
about a dog who likes to like non stuffed animals? I feel like that's cute.
What's the rule?
That's a tough one, but yeah, I think I would be okay with it still.
Dogs are so happy.
I know.
Dogs are happy. My dog absolutely ravages stuffed animals.
Yes.
So, I like, you can't even let anything that even kind of looks like it's something that she could demolish in real life. It's funny when you see that.
Your dog is like a NFL defensive lineman that's like working at a flower shop.
Pretty much.
Like, wow. Needs to get in the mix.
Yeah.
Totally.
And F some S up.
But she's so goddamn sweet. But she just is. She's a fucking pit bull. So
she's got muscles and she wants to use them.
Yep. Exactly.
Damn. She is a freaking rippling muscle
woman.
She's
a tank. Her name is also Shank. By
the
way,
the
like
tank.
Shank the tank or Shank like the prison knife,
God,
which,
love
you know,
it.
Goes over well. When
Venezuela's still falling apart.
Venezuela's still falling apart.
Interesting. A bunch of American aid food sitting at the Colombian border. We're trying to pull a little on the old presidente.
I mean, it's a bit of an interesting situation because like this is kind of politics 101, right? Like we've seen things like this happen historically throughout history.
Destabilized, topple.
Destabilized, but also we pick a side and we go hard on that side, and then sometimes the president or the government inaction at the time, it creates like long standing ripples of inefficiency for years to come. I mean, that's what we're dealing with that a little bit with Yugoslavia right now, the former Yugoslavia, where like a lot of Serbs fucking hate the United States because they're just like, Clinton bombed us, dude.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, you pick a side and you kind of go ham on that side. So
that's another audiobook I want to read, is something about the
Yugoslavian War.
Yeah.
Clinton's bombs.
I want to know more about that stuff, guys.
I mean, it's pretty interesting. You know, my girlfriend's Serbian. You can just ask her.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she would know anything about it. But.
The Serbs were killing the Muslims. They were genociding them or something like that. I'm not saying your girlfriend's.
I love the idea of us talking the whole time about the Yugoslavian War, not ever talking about China. But
I feel like most Americans are like, what was that about?
Well,
I'll read the audiobook and then I'll get back to you guys
give
in
us
about
a book
a year.
Report. I'll give you guys the really quick 2 cents, right? So
cool.
Serbia, Kosovo, Bosnia, Croatia, mostly Serbia, Bosnia, Croatia are three different ethnic groups or three different religious leanings. One mm-hmm. is Protestant Christian, which I believe is Croatia. The one is Muslim, which is Bosnia. And one is Orthodox Christian, which is Serbia. Serbia was the dominant of the three.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where Belgrade is. That's where Slobodan Milosevic is from. And during...
That guy was a real...
He was a real...
He
was a
real animal.
Real tool bag. So basically, they were picking on the Bosnians. The Croatians kind of had no choice but to get involved. Bob's your uncle. We got war. You know how the deal goes. You know how it is. Yada,
you know
yada,
how it goes.
People die.
Yada,
by
yada,
picking on
it sucks.
The Bosnians, you mean like slaughtering.
Yeah, I mean ethnic cleansing is what
Yikes.
I mean.
Yeah, it was pretty effed.
Yeah, it's pretty effed. Speaking of effed, so the top post, this is actually what's going to segue into what we're talking about today. So the top post is about Tiananmen Square. The actual text is what's really important about this. And this is kind of, this has been really big news this past week. Partially, it's actually made its way to the Kathy and Hoda circuit a little bit. Wow.
That's when you know it's gone mom's dream, you know? Right.
And I say that is my grand metaphor, but it has, you know, we're seeing like TechCrunch, we're seeing main media cover. But so the top post, given that Reddit just took $150 million investment from a Chinese censorship powerhouse, I thought it'd be nice to post this picture of Tank Man at Tiananmen Square before our new glorious overlords decide we cannot post it anymore.
Damn.
And that, of course, is the very, very famous image of the three tanks and then the man standing in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square.
And then about four pictures down is the other picture where the header says the real picture of Tiananmen Square people should be posting.
Right, and that's fucking brutal.
And that's people like just after
littered on the street.
The tank, there's like at least like 50 bodies like dead.
I've
never seen this picture.
I had never seen this either.
And they're apparently not safe for life pics of it. They weren't just killed, they were flattened by tanks.
Yeah, I'd heard of that.
Flattened and probably just machine gunned. And students too, like young people.
Oh, I always forget this was a student protest.
Yeah, they were like anywhere from 15 to 20.
Right.
Which is...
Shit.
You know, I'm basically just over 20 now, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Basically. So that's kind of the main reason we're starting to discuss this is the fact that this past week, as mentioned in this, Reddit took a $150 million investment from the Chinese company Tencent. Tencent from from Wikipedia is a Chinese multinational investment holding conglomerate founded in 1998 whose subsidiaries specialize in various internet-related services, products, entertainment, artificial intelligence, technology, both in China and globally, right? So, huge gaming company, they deal with a lot of payment. I mean, in general, they're just hitting a lot of things. Now, I'm of two thoughts on this, right? We're not going to go into the super nitty gritty on what exactly Tencent is, because obviously it's dense.
And boring.
And extremely boring, but...
They do a lot of AI and
like, I mean, they do a lot of tech stuff. They're involved in the internet in a really serious way.
What's an American company version? Or like what can we compare it to here?
I mean, I think the most obvious, and I don't even know if it's an appropriate analogy, but it would be like Google or something, okay. Right?
The Google of
China. Yeah, where you that just have... Like, I don't know if saying the Google of China is necessarily accurate, because I don't really know if they do search engines. I don't know if their business model is the same, but like it seems to me...
Monolith company.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like it's a huge monolithic company that invests in internet infrastructure.
Okay.
And... The reason it's important is because China is a very censored place.
Yeah.
And Reddit, obviously, as a company, I mean, $150 million bucks is like no small fry. It isn't the biggest investment in the world, to be completely honest. Like, it's a sizable investment, but it's not. I mean, Reddit as a company, I think socially speaking, is worth several billion.
Yeah.
They say three now.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
This is the post Tencent evaluation.
But I think that is based on, data, personally, versus it being based on like the real social impact, which is really hard to measure.
Yeah,
because that's how these businesses typically get measured. They'll be measured by their like business profitability. And Reddit users historically are the least valuable of any internet company because they're the least trackable and the least. They provide the least amount of quantifiable data.
Yeah, not anymore, Tencent. They're getting in that back door.
I mean, they're trying, but I mean, this is the big thing. I mean, this is why this has been such a big topic on Reddit this past week is because Spez actually posted an announcement yesterday discussing this whole topic and kind of addressing the growing concerns about censorship, etc. In the typical Spez way, his answers were like hilariously short and like I don't have time for this type vibe.
Yeah.
But also simultaneously, it was like, are we going to censor? No. Like, does Tencent expect a return on investment? Of course, every company does. Right? They're going to invest. They want a return. Right? Does that mean they're going to censor people in the United States? No. Right? So he was addressing things like that. Which I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say if you can really take any company at face value when they say things like that.
Yeah.
However, I think the nature of Reddit as a business model is that censorship would destroy it. So it's like, I think business speaking,
yeah,
it is like a, it would be a very poor decision.
Yeah.
And people on Reddit can fucking snuff that shit out, dude. Like, they know.
They know their currency is,
yeah,
is
transparency.
Is transparency. Yeah. And also the anonymity factor. Like, if there was totally. some forcible way to, like, show people's data or give right. people's data away, I think you would also lose stock in what the platform does. I mean, think of what Facebook is now and how you don't want to be that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what Facebook did was essentially sell everyone's data off and like, milk their platform for right. whoever was paying. And so Reddit hasn't done that,
right.
which has kept it a cool place to hang out. And so those are sort of, like, the two places you could go. There's, like, right. that's, like, the sliding scale, right? And so the worry is that Reddit's going to slowly slide closer to what Facebook is. And so the users are freaking out because it's a place they love and, right. and everything. So,
yeah, I mean, and it's tough because I think it's, I mean, what I assume is probably going to happen is Tencent is going to expand Reddit's reach globally on different places. And it's going to continue to be restricted in certain places in the same way that we would see, you know, like Facebook historically. Google's like that too, where it's like you can't use Google in Russia, I think, or something like that, right?
Yeah, China too. I mean, they have yeah. a version of it that's censored in China.
Totally.
But it's still Google. Exactly. And I'm sure it's still yeah. profitable for them in totally. China.
And I feel like they're probably going to do something very similar with Reddit. And I don't yeah. think it's going to necessarily affect us. I think that the thing with Reddit users is they're obviously, and we say this because we are that, is they're petulant people. Like they like a good fight, and they like stirring the pot. So, which I think is, we've talked about a million times, is like, is the best part of Reddit is the fact that it's like open, there's open contentious dialogues that get resolved through strange kind of social mediation, or they don't get resolved and they become memes and they perpetuate in different ways. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this one shakes out. I don't really know what the answer is, and I don't know if it's going to be good or bad yet. I don't think anybody really does, but mm-hmm. but it is it's interesting, and I think it's it's the talk of the town right now. So
she.
Thank you.
Oh, nice. You also speak.
I actually took Mandarin in college.
Oh, did you? Good.
So I do know bits and pieces. I don't know. It was easily the worst I've ever been at any subject. So I, like, cannot say that I speak any even an ounce of Chinese, however, or an ounce of Mandarin. But I know, like,
ni hao.
Xi xie, ni hao, ni hao ma, wo hao,
all nice. That kind of
stuff. Whoa, so that's great.
We're all learning Chinese because yeah. basically that's what's happening.
Yeah. Is
right.
Are you guys at all concerned with, like, we're the next Great Britain?
Oh, yeah, dude.
And China's the next United States. I mean, people have been saying that for years.
I mean, I don't think it's, like, a concern. I think it's reality. Just, I think this is how it is. Yeah.
So are we going to get all stuffy and butthurt like the Brits and just wear suits and be like, we used to be, right?
We become classier because of it.
I know, right?
So that's, be it.
That's probably not going to happen.
Instead, we're just going to, like, walk around and cut off Monster Energy shirts, complaining about how we used to be great.
Our lives worse, like, as long as, like, if China becomes the next world superpower, they don't expand censorship everywhere or something, yeah. then I don't really give a shit.
Well, that's the big interesting issue, and I think we'll use this to segue actually into the sub itself, because the sub is very interesting for this reason, but I think that's the big issue that people typically bring up, is, like, there's a lot of, like, I don't want to assume that there's a lot of dope shit about China and kind of the Chinese system. There's a lot of really bad things, like their pollution in Beijing in particular is fucked up. I believe it's Beijing or Shanghai. I think it's Beijing.
I think it's both.
I think it's probably both, but one of them is, like, I've heard friends be like,
Beijing
yeah,
is,
I
went to, is the worst.
Yeah, like, I went to Beijing and I was around and I had literally had to take a flight out of Beijing because I could no longer breathe. Like, you hear shit like that and you're just like, fuck, man, that's fucking insane. But then simultaneously, I think they've done a really good job, and this is something we just are incapable of doing for a variety of reasons, but, like, when they realize the problem is becoming a real problem, they go, cool, we're going to fix it. And then they just, like, put in an infrastructure immediately to fix it.
They put in this lung. Did you see that thing?
Yeah. It's like a genius, really interesting tube thing.
It sucks in particulates. It's like a right. massive totally. Air cleaner for your bedroom, totally. But it's outside.
Yeah. And also, I mean, this is
the cool thing about dictatorships.
Totally.
That I kind of wish we had a little bit of here.
A little touch of it.
Like a little touch of... we got to fix a couple things. Right. We don't want to go through, like, Gavin Newsom, our mayor, just nixed officially the speed train in California.
Oh, yeah.
It's been, like, dragging on for 10 years and, like, gajillions of dollars later. And so you're like, yeah, it would have been cool to just, like, have the train. Yeah. And I feel like China could have done it.
Totally.
Yeah, or,
well, but it wasn't, you know, like, Newsom, it's, like, not Newsom's fault that we're nixing the train.
It's because, like, the systems.
The system was so brutal and it was so impossible to get it done.
Yeah.
That we're like, well, we're going to end that fucking thing.
Now, Winnie the Pooh, Xi Jinping would have just come in and, like, put you in a work camp if you didn't want to give your land to the train track, which arguably isn't chill for you, but we would have got our train.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, that's what would have, I don't know,
that's kind of how,
I mean, the work camp is maybe one part of it, but I think realistically it would have been like all the companies that were involved, they have no choice but to finish the train. It's like, this is your obligation to the state. Finish it. That's it. No other option, right?
And I'm sure the trains over there are just really nice.
I'm sure they're great. And this is, yeah, I mean, so this is, have you been to China? Has anybody been to China?
I've just been to Hong Kong, which isn't quite China.
Yeah, it's like more expensive, bougier version of China.
Yeah.
I have not either. I would really like to go, actually, but I also don't know if it's as high on my priority list of places to go as other places that I want to go first.
Yeah.
But
I'd like to go for a work something. I know they're getting more. And I have more friends. I work in television.
Right.
Where people are getting flown over there to help develop TV production.
Right.
For like, they'll go for like a 2 week something and like work in whatever. And I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. Like I do like a project like that, I think.
And this is the really interesting thing about China right now.
Give away all my secrets.
Yeah.
This is how you tell a joke. Okay. You get up there and you go.
Yeah. That's a joke.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. You just did it. But, you know, I think that that's it's a interesting time because I think we're, and this is this to a degree the source of all of the trade conversations with Trump. I don't necessarily disagree with the way that Trump is talking about and handling the conversations with China right now. I think there are other issues that are making it complicated because we're not supporting ourselves. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to tell somebody, like, when China hits you up and goes like, hey, dude, you want to come over here for $100 million and fucking teach us how to say a joke?
Right.
Like, no comedian is going to be like, no, like, I'm an American, right? You're going to be like, fuck yeah, dude, you're going to pay me to come talk. And I think right now we're basically going, hey, China,
we're selling
fuck
out.
You.
Fuck you.
And China's going like, no, right? And so
we're selling out, dude. Think about the long term.
Well,
think
we're about our great-grandkids. We're selling out because we created a system for America that it doesn't work right now and is broken and is we're creating these massive deficiencies in equality, and there's a lot of issues that I think people by nature are taking advantage of those moments, right? And that's usually not people on the lowest end of the spectrum, obviously. It's usually people on the highest end of the spectrum, monetarily that is, and then it kind of obviously trickles down. So that said, let's talk about the subreddit for China, because we briefly hit on it last week no longer seems like an accident, but it was incidental.
Mm-hmm. We're being trolled.
And if you remember, we briefly talked about the one finger challenge, which is a very sexy social media behavior in China, evidently.
Was that China or Japan?
No, that was China.
Yeah, China.
Which I thought was uncharacteristically China.
I do too. I'm like, wow, I feel like they're getting... It was more sexual and naked than I expected something to be that was on social media in China, I guess.
Yeah. Totally. Which
maybe we're stereotyping the Chinese as a bunch of like squares.
Prudes.
But
yeah,
bunch of prudes.
They're waving their freak flag around. Yeah.
I mean, I think
we like to party.
I mean, this is one of the interesting things about this sub, right?
Is this the sexual revolution of China of 2019?
I mean, that would be tight, dude.
The summer of 2019.
You can write songs about it.
There's gonna be like a Bob Dylan of China. There's gonna
probably
be, like, all this stuff is to come. It's pretty exciting times over there.
Well, I mean, one could argue, really quick caveat on this whole thing is, like, we're talking about the biggest country in the world right now,
except
a subreddit
India
dedicated to it. So, like, we're not gonna be able to cover much for anybody who's deep in the Chinese government, or if they know a lot about China, or they're enthusiasts, they've lived there for a while, we would actually love to hear from you, because I think that there's only so much we can glean from the subreddit and kind of some of this conversation. However, it's been a big week in China, and I think what we're getting from the subreddit is interesting because it's a largely about criticizing the state of China.
Yeah. Right?
It's trying to talk about China is almost impossible for this podcast. I mean, they're the arguably like the oldest civilization.
Exactly.
And so there's a lot of history.
And there's, there's tons of cool stuff there too. It's just that right now the reason it's so popular on Reddit is because of some not great stuff.
But the last 50 or 60 years has been fascinating.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's, I think, like what's leading up to this point now, which, I don't know. I did like a little short history of China, sort of last like modern Chinese history of politically. And you're like, whoa, okay. Like stuff's been changing quickly since the 50s.
Yep.
And it's kind of brought us up to where we are today, where they're in this really interesting capitalistic slash
communistic. Yeah, which is bizarre.
Bizarre government, which nobody thought in the United States would work.
Right.
But it's actually kicking ass.
Totally.
Because they've sort of removed the democracy. It's the sluggishness of democracy in a way where they can propel their government and infrastructure fast without having to go through the process, which is really what's the annoying thing here about government and democracy is like nothing happens.
Right. We're paralyzed by our own choices.
Right. Yeah. And so you're kind of like, as long as the citizens sort of go like, we're chill with this. Like it kind of works.
Yeah, I mean,
they're not.
I feel like we're just in a perpetual game of game theory here. I think that's the big issue. Is like we're everything we do is like, well, if I do this, what's that other guy going to do, and how do I prepare for that?
Especially with the politics now, where it's like it doesn't even matter if your idea is the best. I'm just going to take the opposite approach because I want to win or on my side.
Exactly.
Like, cool. We still need those potholes, which is why Domino's is doing the potholes on our street now.
Totally. It's insane. Like,
yeah.
Go Domino's.
Yeah, honestly.
All filling potholes with pizza.
I mean, what an American thing to do.
They did that, right? You guys know that.
Yes. Yeah, all right. So let's talk about, Dog, do you want to do the honors and talk about the sidebar here?
Yeah, let's do it. China. There are 91,625 readers. 485 are here right now. So you can do user flare, I guess. I don't really know what it means, but here are the posting guidelines. No racism. Racist posts and comments may result in you being permanently banned without warning. Got a question? Have you Googled it yet and checked our wiki yet? They have their own wiki. Got a VPN question? VPN, I don't know what it stands for, but it's what?
Virtual private network.
Thank you. It's what Chinese citizens need to use to access Reddit and things that. If you have a question about that, please read this link. They send a link. Google and search the subreddit before making your own thread about it. VPN less and in need of an Imgur alternative, try Chimgur instead. It's custom made for our China. Very interesting. They made their own one. Be respectful. Avoid sexist, racist, or offensive language. Homophobic, sexist, bigoted slurs may get you banned. That includes terms like sexpat and Chinaman.
Okay.
If in doubt, err on the side of caution. Post Chinese translation requests to translate our translator. Best advice for travel advice is still our travel or our travel China. Visa facts are available at our China Visa. And then the basics, like no advertising, no spam, no drama.
Standard Reddit stuff.
Yeah. So, but it's like they've got a ton of other helpful subs. Like China is huge and there's so much more to it than the censorship question. There's Living in China, there's Our China Life, a subreddit called Taobao.
I'm having an epiphany right now.
Okay. Right? Tell us about this.
Well, I think everyone like us is like, the censorship, man. What about the censorship, dude? And it's like, well, yeah, they probably censor things about a small amount of topics that I don't post about here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like a anti-politic poster guy. I just sort of stay out of it because I know it's like a mucky place. But I love weird stuff on the internet. So I'm sure there's plenty of weird stuff on the China internet that has nothing to do with politics that's just cool. And like the finger challenge, right? And you're like,
that is cool.
I would actually probably be totally fine with just hanging out and looking at like the cultural weird.
Right.
As opposed to the sort of the political.
Yeah.
Well, but this is, this is the unfortunate nature of the times that we're living in.
With is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, but this is the nature of China right now. I mean, it's like, yes, there are some doing a whole thing about the Chinese New Year and getting really deep into that is like, obviously that's really interesting, right? Like the Donald and doing it about the history of Donald Trump is interesting, but we are in a time period where it's no longer about that.
Right.
So like China, like the China subreddit, this is actually something I was reading about. Like I was going through this last night and just looking at some of the like the popular threads and some of the comments there's a lot of pieces about what we're talking about, right? Like this is one that I saw last night. So it was like this was about some of the Tiananmen Square stuff and whatever. And a comment was, "See, now this I like. We talk a lot of shit about China here, but it's because it's the China subreddit. Every country has problems, mm-hmm. but we talk about the problems in China here. It's not like the subscribers specifically have a vendetta against China. Maybe some do. I don't know. It's just that this is where people vent who actually might understand.
Yeah.
Right. Of course, this level of commentary is really dumb sometimes. If I said that every country has problems in another thread, people would be clutching their pearls and falling over themselves, cry about whataboutism. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the point, right? It's like the nature of this subreddit is that this is for China. This is because it's for China. It's going to obviously be about the problems that China deals with.
Yeah.
Right? And that's just the reality. Right. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And there's definitely a lot of that. But what I'm saying also is like this picture, where did you go? About 10 down of this kid sitting with his grandmother on a bus. And the title says, Grandma has no idea what kid took for a toy, and he's just holding two dildos from his mom's room. They look like toys if you're five.
That's amazing.
Right. That's really funny.
A similar one is a few down that says, "As a foreigner, I'll never complain again about being stopped for my picture." And it shows this redhead white guy taking a picture with a Chinese woman and her kid, and the woman's wearing a shirt that in English says, "Make a woman come for once."
Wow.
That's and she amazing. Just looks like a very cool, nice, friendly, buttoned up mama. And she's wearing that cool shirt.
So funny.
It reminds me of white people with Chinese symbol tattoos that are like,
it goes the other way.
Or butthole.
Totally, totally.
And it's like, this means pace.
Right.
I like that it goes the other way and they're wearing stuff that says, right?
So something big that they've been talking about is this. President who
Xi Jinping.
Yeah, Xi Jinping.
Winnie the Pooh,
as you might know him by. So what's the deal with him? In 2018, decided he was going to be president indefinitely or something.
Well, this is where we start getting into like anybody who's listening who knows a lot about this, we would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read it? Hi, did you read it.com? Did you read a subreddit? All that shit, you know. So I don't really know the history of Xi Jinping, but I do know a little bit about the Winnie the Pooh thing, which I think we can go into if you want, because we've kind of referenced it. Xi Jinping, I think, is kind of a dictator, but I think right now it's a little bit of a benevolent dictator.
Mm-hmm.
There are things going on there that are complicated and difficult, and I think that there are, like any of these dictatorships, it's like... it seems to me like if you're in it and you're benefiting from it, you go, what's the fucking problem? This is tight. And if you're like not, then you go, shit, guys, like this is going to go really bad, really, really quickly. It's like Putin, right? It's the same shit. Like Putin, like, yeah, technically he's democratically elected, but it's like, no, he's not. Right. And then you see Putin, you see what's going on. And like, if you're there and you feel like you're on his side, then you're going to be like, hell yes, Putin. And if you're like a dissident and you want more freedom and you have something to say, then you're going to be like, fuck this guy, whatever, right? Xi Jinping is very similar. So like the debates in the South China Sea, like that's obviously a problem. And then a lot of the things about censorship and a lot of the growth and whatever. But if you're a Chinese citizen, you're making more money than you ever have before and your company's growing, whatever, then you're going to love it, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, so this Winnie the Pooh thing is really interesting.
I was just going to say, what you just said, I mean, you can almost say the same thing about the United States.
Of course.
If you are in, you know, close to government versus the guy who's just like trying to make a buck.
Well, this has always been one of my big beefs with the United States.
Is what I was saying.
I mean, I think the United States has a really bad habit of saying, we need to fix corruption. And then
with everybody else
and never ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. And we have, you know, arguably some of the most systematic, some of the most systematic corruption in the world of Western civilized democratic countries.
It's legalized.
It's legalized. I mean, lobbying is legalized, right?
Yeah, it's a huge thing.
It's crazy. It's a fucking economy, right?
We are dumb and we know about it.
Right.
So that's a bad sign.
Yes. Anyway, so the Winnie the Pooh thing. So we've mentioned Winnie the Pooh a few times. It's a bit of a strange one. So I'm going to try to like break this down because the top post of all time on the China subreddit is Xi Jinping, upvote this so people see it when they Google Xi Jinping. Which, by the way, I think we're pronouncing that right.
Yeah, Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. Okay.
I Googled it right before we talked about
tight.
It.
So the
cool name, by the way, just
it's a pretty tight name. So the image is just of Winnie the Pooh, right?
Yeah.
And it's interesting.
High res. Nice.
Right. High res. Good body. Image. Just Winnie the Pooh. And I think
no
so.
No pants.
So.
Not a damn lick of pants on him.
So what I believe the deal is here, right, is that the Chinese government. So he was being compared to Winnie the Pooh.
He looks exactly like him.
He looks kind of like Winnie the Pooh. And there's an image of him and Barack Obama walking together. And it's like almost like perfect frame of Winnie the Pooh and Tigger.
Okay. Tigger or together. Christopher Robin?
I think it's Tigger. I believe it was Tigger walking. That's his name, right?
Tigger's the tiger who jumps and goes, I'm Tigger.
Right.
He's kind of like got ADD. Yeah. And he's a lot of fun.
Totally.
He might have a drug problem.
Right. So it's those two walking together. And it just looks like Winnie the Pooh. And then Xi Jinping banned or China banned people saying that he looked like Winnie the Pooh.
Which is like a Streisand effect, right?
Right. And so the whole thing was it became a symbol, like an innocent thing that ultimately means nothing as like a simple comparison. Like if you're comparing him to like Hitler, then like obviously that like takes wind out of the sails because it's a bad thing and you're like fighting fire with fire. This, you're like fighting fire with fucking cotton, right?
Yeah.
So it ended up catching fire and it became a... It became like the symbol of the resistance because just by the nature of them trying to make the comparison, which is ultimately innocuous, illegal.
Yeah.
Right. Which made it a bigger thing.
Right.
And then everyone sort of, and it's very easy in the West to get all of that too. I feel like it's an easy thing to be like, oh yeah. Like you could see a catch fire over here too, where it's like on the news and everything. And it's the perfect shit talk. Because it just gets under the person's skin in a way without doing too much. It's nice.
So that's the same thing people said with Peppa the Pig. Like, you guys remember Peppa the Pig?
Yeah.
So this is actually a comment from this post, right? So it's hilarious that Winnie the Pooh could become some sort of symbol of civil disobedience. And then the comment below it is, same thing with Peppa the Pig. I think it's an organic reaction of censorship. People give extra meaning to children's cartoon characters because they seem like the most harmless and least likely to offend.
Yeah.
Making Pooh or Peppa subversive is as fun as it is absurd. Right?
Right.
And it's I love that.
Right. And then that's really interesting. And then the comment, by the way, of Peppa the Pig. So Muslim leaders call for Islamic alternative to Peppa Pig, featuring sermons and Arabic counting lessons because UK-made version teaching children to be snobs. So so it's interesting because it's like it's a fascinating way to be subversive. And I think it's actually a good lesson to everybody. I mean, it's kind of to a degree the same thing with Pepe, right? The frog.
Yeah.
Where Pepe became like this
co-opted
symbol
by a movement.
Totally. Like he became a symbol of like a simple symbol of an entire revolutionary idea.
Is there one for Trump that's like sort of derogatory that's
well,
a symbol?
Like
sort of anti. I'm just thinking, I don't know.
I mean, that's an interesting question because I think the other thing too is
he's been difficult for the opposition to get. He doesn't allow people to get under his skin in a way that is impressive, but
I mean, Pepe would be the closest, I think. And the problem, I think, with Trump is
isn't Pepe like a pro-Trump symbol?
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like I think that the thing. I mean, this is complicated, and a lot of these topics are like complicated reason and logic questions because so
that's
much
why
of
the
this
Rand
is about,
Corp needs to hire us.
That's why. That's exactly why. But you know, but this is it's interesting when you think of like we're not going to make it illegal for you to compare Trump to a thing, right?
Right.
however, China would, and then like in the kind of Islamic, the kind of harsher Islamic countries like Saudi Arabia or whatever, like they might do that with Peppa the Pig. But we're not going to do that here, so it doesn't really have as much of a value, right? Mm-hmm. Like if we did that with like North Korea, right? And North Korea actually started doing that internally, then that would be a different thing, right?
Yeah, it's like putting energy behind something will only energize it.
Exactly.
Right?
There's
probably some physics law in there, action reaction or something. Here in America, it's like whatever, do what you want. We're gonna keep pumping that oil. You know, post your Reddit posts. And I think in a way, they're more advanced than like if China just said like we don't really give a shit. Like, do your thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It would probably sort of go away.
Right.
But I think they're reacting, which maybe, you know, take a page out of our corrupt system. Just don't react.
Yeah. Right.
Don't react. Exactly.
It's kind of like how you treat bullies too. If you don't give them the power to make you feel bad, you take their power away.
Mm. Right. So I believe
punch him in the face.
Yeah. So some of this is God damn it. Every time we do one of these subs, one of these episodes rather, I just have a moment where I go, I fucking love Reddit because it's, you have to deconstruct some of the like implied language of how these things work. And so I'm just looking through these top posts. The fourth down is average face of Chinese presidents from 2013 to 2038.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's just a photo of Xi Jinping. But it's really interesting because like the whole point of that post, obviously, is the fact that they have been taken over by somebody who says, this is my fucking country now.
Yeah.
Right. And like that is a really dangerous, scary, revolutionary thought, right? And the way it manifests on Reddit is just a photo of the guy and then a pithy comment about mm-hmm. how long he might be in office, right? Which is so interesting to me because I think every other news source and every other way in which this was probably talked about and reported was a lengthy diatribe about how and why this is a problem and the history of dictatorship or whatever. And here it's just like literally just a simple internet native idea. Yeah. Right. Which is so, it's fucking interesting. There's a post three down that I haven't read yet. It's pretty long, but given some of the topics that are hot and heavy on this sub, I think we should probably read it because I don't really know if this is going to be a dud or not. But it's my idiot coworker James does safety, and it's interesting because it's just really fucking long. But it's sandwiched between the one finger selfie challenge, and then the thing about Xi Jinping becoming the dictator in quote unquote
are the two things people like to talk about most on the internet: corruption in politics. And boobs.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused at what this thing is.
Pretty important.
I know. Totally. So, all right.
So this is what? Number 13 down?
No, this is number 3 down.
Number 3 down.
My idiot coworker James does safety.
Oh my God, there are multiple idiot coworker James stories.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, this might be a little like...
this might be big news.
Yeah.
All right.
I kind of like this. Okay.
This is like Michael from... What was it? Mike from work?
Yeah, the one that has his own subreddit.
Yeah, Mike from work.
What did we did that one, right?
Who throws rocks?
Oh, that's at right.
The massage that. Parlor or something.
All right. All right. Dog, do you want to read that one?
Yes. All right. My idiot coworker James does safety. So I have this coworker James, and he's kind of the idiot that would add gas to a tabletop barbecue and kill people at the other table. James has nothing to do. He spends most of his day looking at his phone, peacocking around the office and theatrically napping sans shoes. One day, maybe we were visited by the police or James saw something on his phone or a stray thought became attached to his brain. A decree from the high was issued. It was officially issued on letterhead with a chop that is jealously guarded by our boss, who is also an idiot. Fire drill. Considering the few students that we have, it was pointed out that we can just leave the entirely concrete and cinder block building. James insists that he is saving lives. Lives. Now, before we can have the fire drill, there's a meeting where James solemnly discusses fire safety issues. He dramatically notes that a single, carelessly discarded cigarette can cause an apocalypse. James, the boss, and one British teacher are the only smokers in the room. He theatrically states that microwaves can malfunction, light bulbs blow up, and children are generally untrustworthy. Fire safety is the paramount issue society faces. James passes out heavy cotton face masks and tells all assembled that they are vital to his life-saving efforts and demonstrates their proper application and placement. James continues to speak with his face mask firmly in place, muffling his voice until he declares that it makes him sleepy. We are told at 3:15 p.m. the bell will ring, announcing catastrophic danger, and we are to calmly leave the building without any trampling. Anti-fire face masks are counted, distributed, and signed for. Teachers are admonished and sworn to uphold the secrecy of this vital life-saving exercise. 3:15 comes and nothing. 3:30 comes, nothing. James is desperately messing with the bell. At around 4 p.m., the bell snaps, crackles, and meows. James runs to all the rooms yelling in blood-curdling fury, "Fire! Get out! Fire! Fire!" Finally admonishing us all to "Jai you! Come on!" or directly "Put oil on it." These are all things that are very hard to understand.
Oh, funny. That's interesting.
Sensing rampant stupidity, the students ask if they can bring their stuff and go home after. The FT, I don't know what that is, dutifully and with full earnestness shrugs his shoulders and says he has no idea. We trundle down a fucked up staircase uneventfully to the basketball court where James imperially greets his subjects. He has procured a stopwatch and proceeds to misread it. "It has taken you 217 hours. I mean minutes to save yourselves." He means seconds. James presents a pile of formerly discarded building materials, 2x4s of various lengths, blocks of wood, and what I assume is asbestos. James also has a clear viscous liquid, a fire starter of some sort. He generously applies it. A wave of concern pulsates through all of the assembled people. Students, who only have umbrellas for protection, nervously glance at each other. The possibility that James will set himself on fire is high, but so are the chances that he will blame others if he does so. James produces a lighter, and with a woof, James is taken aback by the grand blaze. He has invented blue fire. Amazing. He states that this is now the students' responsibility to end the fire he started so they can learn fire safety. Scared adults side-eye each other. No one is exactly sure how to put out the fire. James produces a dust-covered fire extinguisher that was formerly in the hallway. He says that we are to point the extinguisher at the base of the fire. He attempts to demonstrate, but nothing happens. He says the extinguisher is too old and doesn't work. He's told to remove the pin on the other side, and he cannot. He begins to read the instructions. The fire rages. The fire is now quite large. The smoke is building, and the students are complaining. James decides that we should all return to our classrooms. The fire is still going. An hour later, we see James talking to the police. James is dumber than dog shit. That's the end.
So I did a little sleuthing while you were reading through that, and I think I understand now what's going on.
So this is a series, it looks
like. So this is a series, yes. And it's a series specifically about the English as a, like, ESL.
Yes.
Training centers, I guess.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So I think this is the implied, and again, I could be wrong. Fuck, man, we got French Chinese man. I hope he chimes in on this.
Where's French when we need him?
I know. We need you guys.
I mean, we'll see. We'll see if French Chinese. I know he lives in France. I'm pretty sure. So he might not relate to the Chinese aspect of his name as much. But I think this is about ESL, and I think this is about. So the way the Chinese language works, obviously, is like when they had mentioned should put fire on it or should put oil on it. The language is a phonetic, or how do you say it? It's this tonal. There are four different tones for every word, and then the way that English speakers speak, those tones are confusing, because if I say like ni hao versus ni hao, mm-hmm. those are two completely different things, and that can mean like oil or a fire extinguisher or whatever. I'm like making that up, but like that's kind of how the language works. So I think this is making fun of people who think they know more than what they do in ESL training centers, I think. And I think it's an ongoing series, because this is a common problem that I think people that are either in China and in like interacting with the American culture, mm-hmm. or vice versa, which I think is insightful to this actual sub, because this sub is obviously not for like Chinese and normal citizens who are just like breaking their backs in Beijing, right? I think this is for people who are a little bit more self-enlightened and kind of obviously have access to Reddit and can participate in Reddit in an interesting way. So I think that's I think that's what that's all about. But that is also confusing. There's a lot to unpack in that one.
Yeah, some of the comments were like, you know, this reminds me of my time in the Air Force or something when I was
exactly somewhere. That's what I mean.
And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
X, Y, and Z would happen all the time where there was miscommunications and stuff. The story, though, yeah, it seems very insider-y baseball. But I guess James has become like the caricature in his school as the world for all of these like miscommunications to exist.
So that's actually really interesting. Kind of funny.
James is like a non-Chinese white guy, basically. Yeah. In China, acting like he understands the language and teaching all these kids
English. And like basic stuff. Like it seems like they've turned into an action adventure where like something very simple will need to get done. It goes completely off the rails because nobody can talk to each other and like they burn the building down, which is actually a fun show idea because it would start with just like, this is how we evacuate the building. And then all of a sudden, the building's on fire.
Here's another really interesting, nothing to do with the James story. This is another just interesting thing. The thing that we're going to have a big when Britain took over the United States, or I'm sorry, when the United States took
tried
over.
Tried to, bro.
Tried to, bro. when the U.S. kind of took the reins from Britain, I think it was a relatively easy cultural translation, right? There are certain things that are different, but like generally speaking, there are a lot more similarities, right?
Yeah.
I think China is going to be completely different and it's going to fucking screw people up because there's a different set of like moral codes, ethics, basic cultural adaptations, right? And I think because it's a relatively shut off place from the rest of the Western world, it's going to be a lot harder for us to make sense of it. It's going to feel like a foreign, like a completely foreign land and foreign territory and foreign
language. This is how I like to think of this.
This is based on one article, by the way.
So humans started in Africa, some went up to Europe, some went over to China.
Right.
China was like the oldest civilization. There's kids out there.
Okay. I'm like, kids.
We got a Cheech.
So you had the oldest world going east, and then it took this long for the newest culture to go west, this long meaning the United States, which was like 250 years ago.
Right.
And they're now meeting in the middle. Yes. Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
So you're having the oldest culture now butting up against the newest culture. And of course, they're going to be as different as that could be over like however many thousands of years.
Well, and the oldest culture is starting to become the newest culture again by adapting parts of its old culture. Our new world.
Yeah, they're taking the good tech
and
mixing it with their culture.
It's interesting.
What are we taking from them is the question.
It's a great question. So here's actually the article that I heard the post.
We don't need shit, dude.
We don't need shit, Dad.
We're perfect.
So here's the post that actually kind of brought that on, right? So it's I think it's about five down. It says up to 90% of Chinese exchange students have hired essay ghostwriters. Why is this so common, right?
Wild.
So this is interesting because the top comment actually is deleted. So I'm actually curious as to why. I mean, it kind of seems like a strange thing.
Yeah.
And maybe it was because somebody was like telling, like advertising where you can get ghostwriters or they said something racist or whatever. But the second comment down is very interesting. So it says, from the perspective of an American university student, the Chinese exchange students don't seem to care or even understand the concept of cheating as something morally wrong. In my econ final in sophomore year, four Chinese kids were caught cheating. All four pretended to not have understood the rules because they weren't fluent in English. Luckily, one of our TAs is fluent in Mandarin. The TAs straight from China, in my experience, are excellent for whatever reason. It's the undergrads who suck. That's what they said here. And explain things to them. Then two of them tried cheating again less than 10 minutes later. Literally took out cheat sheets and started copying off those cheat sheets. So this is interesting because it's like, you hear this about cues. You hear this about like lines for movies. It's like people don't really, or I've heard, again, I have not been there, but like I've heard that people don't really cue in China. It's just a fucking mad dash, right?
Wow. By cue, he means that's American for standing in line.
Right.
Yes.
He's speaking British.
That's true.
Speaking Brit. Right.
So
he's educator.
I'm educator. So, but which is again, one of those interesting things. Like here we go, why the fuck, what kind of savage wouldn't line up in a line, right?
Yeah.
And then I think where's in China, they go like, well, what is a line? I don't know. Why would that even matter, right?
We just push our way up and
totally
we get it.
Right. Yeah. This is interesting.
If you've
yeah.
ever bought fish at a Chinese market in San Francisco, that's how it works.
Is that how it works, honestly?
Oh, yeah.
Totally. There
You're
you go.
Like, then. What? Yeah. What's going on? And it's just like sort of a mad push to the front.
That's crazy.
And then you get your live fish. There's this one place I used to buy crabs and fish and stuff. And it was like cool. just mayhem.
Oh, amazing. Man. Well, this person in the same thread, Pony Plop, and he's got
good name.
A British flag next to his name. So I'm assuming that flair means he is British.
Tight.
And he says, it's not an English understanding thing. It's a cultural thing. China is all about copying and using the work of others to improve your lot in life. It's more efficient, which sounds pretty opinionated.
Right.
The person right underneath him, Top Dangle,
cool.
responds, that isn't always the case in China. I'm Chinese, and anecdotally, I'd argue our educational culture shares similar values like raw memorization and ingenuity with Western culture, though it is true that China in general does not work as hard or at all to protect IP and has less emphasis on novelty. You see rampant cheating from overseas Chinese students because they're the worst of the bunch. They're the ones too dumb to get into the top local institutions or born into money and shipped overseas for the prestige of attending a Western university. When you have enough money to buy a new car every week, you're not going to care about educating yourself or getting kicked out of school for cheating.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's kind of that I think is one of the greatest adaptations of American capitalism
yeah.
from another country. Like the idea of just like, I mean, if the whole point is to get to the top, then why am I like trying to go by any rules? Why don't I just get to the top?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And that's if the pressure to be at the top is so high, you're just going to do what you need to do to win and get there.
Yeah. And if I were
as opposed to learning.
And I get it. Like if I were that rich
thinking.
And my parents sent me to school, it would literally just be camp. Like I'd be like,
totally.
I don't give a fuck about what I'm doing here.
Totally.
Like I am going to be set for life. I can pay for 6 generations after me to live their lives without working. Like, why would I give a shit about an algebra test?
Wow.
And maybe that just makes me a piece of shit.
You have to get through with good grades. Your parents don't get mad, but whatever.
Yeah.
You just cheat.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, Daniel, you did it again. You got kicked out of a Western school. And he's like, I don't care. I don't care.
You guys use TikTok? That's a Tencent company.
Oh, is it really?
What is that?
They've blown up in the last few months here.
TikTok is pretty innocuous, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
They're like a social media, like an Instagram or a Vine or something, but it's very music-based where people are doing a lot of singing and lip-syncing and stuff like that. But it's definitely like hit America with force in the last couple months. But I'm just seeing this video that's from a TikTok site, and it's called The Wheel of Payment, and I'm sending it to you guys right now. But it reminds me of credit card roulette here in America. Like we have an America version of credit card roulette. Everyone goes to dinner. They put their credit cards together. You pick one out for random. That's who pays. This is like the Chinese version, which is cool because they're using the Lazy Susan. They probably call it something different over there, like Hardworking Henry or something.
I was just like, when you introduced this, I was like, what racist thing is about to come out of that guy's mouth?
Right. That's now? So
I did it without saying.
You did it without being racist, which I liked. Good work.
But thanks for also pointing out that
you might have gone racist.
You have the ability.
I know in the back of your mind. In my mind, I go, I'm going to have a lot of work editing this, unfortunately, more than I wanted.
But no, nice. You did it.
I did it. Good.
Yeah, I'm that learning. Is pretty cool.
So they essentially put this like, it's a QR, what is it called?
QR code.
QR code on a Lazy Susan. They spin around a table and everyone's phone is in front of it. And wherever it lands, like in Wheel of Fortune, we'll have to pay.
That's
fun
amazing.
Game. See, this is like the cultural stuff from China that I'm like, this
That's
is cool.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think one other thing I read, and we got to close this one out. I know we have one third of us has to go to our respective jobs.
Yeah.
But I
one third.
Yeah. One thing I read, I can't find the comment. I feel like I highlighted it last night for some reason. I can't find it right now. But I did read something about how this subreddit has been hot and heavy lately. Obviously, because of what happened recently with Tencent, but in general, I think because of Xi Jinping. Claiming to be, I mean, I saw something earlier too that was like one of the classic meme of somebody about to take the freeway and then and suddenly like swerves off to take an exit really fast, and it's like a good meme format that's been going around. And it was like 2018 was the obvious straightaway freeway, and then like the hard turn was 1984.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so I think we're seeing, I think because we're seeing this change in the political status of China, we're seeing a lot more controversial shit. And so I saw a comment or a post last night when I was looking that basically was saying, like a few years ago, this sub was really, really pro-China. Wow. And was really excited about China, was very much like, China is going to be the next thing. I'm so fucking psyched. Everything is looking great.
Yeah.
But then it, because it recently started becoming this complicated dictatorship, and I saw something else on here too that was also really good, which was it was that classic meme that you see of Eric Andre shooting Hannibal, and it always says like something and then blames somebody else, and it had China shooting Hannibal. On Hannibal it said, international agreed upon international treaties and international laws or something like that, obviously having Eric Andre shoot and destroy that from China's perspective, and then China turning around and saying, why is the West always pick on China, right?
Yeah,
which I think is another part of it, where it's just like when you look at what's happening in the South China Sea and you look at kind of some of the relationship with Russia and North Korea and Iran and a lot of those traditionally like modern Axis powers, China is on the other side of the coin, right? So anyway, so recently people are very critical of China here. It's no longer kind of psyched about the rise of China. Now people are going, oh, this is not the rise that we wanted. Like, this is the wrong kind of rise of China.
Ultimately they are a dictatorship, like, and I think, yeah, for an American who believes in individualism and freedom, it's sort of counter politically intuitive. Western China, there's a lot of naughtiness going on too.
Yeah,
where they're basically setting up internment camps for anybody who's Muslim. There's like a whole religious Muslim sect of people.
Yep,
and they're probably doing what the North Koreans are doing, and they just have these camps, and they're sort of locking thousands and thousands of hundreds of thousands of people up. I mean, a lot of people. You know, like arguably as many people as there were Jews, locked up in. In Germany, and so and most people probably don't know about it, and you're like, China.
Yeah,
cool.
I know. It's a very complicated one.
It's definitely complicated, and they're trying to get people to sort of fall into line into the political party of China, and you're like,
It's a weird time in the world right now.
Reddit's working essentially with one of these.
Yeah,
right.
And we'll
see what happens with it. I mean, I think it's a difficult thing because I know it's raining like crazy right now, so. Or something's falling on your roof. Maybe it's rats.
Could be squids and cats.
Dude. Could be squids and cats. But yeah, I think it's a complicated time for China, and I think that we're seeing movie studios are working with China constantly, and I think that's probably closer to the model that Reddit is taking on right now, where it's working closely with an internet native content production studio, Tencent, to try to expand. To broaden its reach and to obviously make it more financially responsible to have that company. But there are potentially massive repercussions, which I think is why everybody's worried.
Well, any company who wants to do well in China is in the pocket of the government. It's sort of how it works there, and same in Russia, right? So if you're trying to get ahead, if you want to be allowed to get ahead, you're going to give the government something. So the question is, what are they giving the government in exchange for access? Is there a back door into American technology that will be opened and spied upon? And so, I'm assuming
big question is buy or sell Tencent Holdings.
Fucking buy. We're gonna
buy these stocks.
Yeah, we're gonna
buy the shit out of them.
They're going for 42 per stock right now.
Are you gonna invest in the downfall of America, dude?
I know.
Yeah,
get yours.
All right, so let's close this out with a couple of randoms. China, crazy sub. I think it's a really interesting time, and maybe with this next 100 episodes that we're doing now, maybe we'll try to get somebody from the Chinese sub to actually talk to us a little bit about what's going on. I think it's actually very interesting, and they'll be a lot more insightful than us fucking Yanks talking about something we don't really know much of.
I've got some nice Chinese friends, and it's always an interesting conversation. It's like that. Obviously, the culture is strong, and they're proud of
very
that.
Proud people, and I think for good reason. Yeah,
some of the government policies are questionable or complicated. Yeah.
All right, so let's hit a couple of randoms closer now. I just got a fucking fascinating one.
Ooh,
incels without hate.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so really interesting.
Primary place for people who struggle to find intimacy in their lives. However, anyone is welcome to post here as long as they follow the rules.
Oh, and you know what's sad? It's like incel is such a perfect description for what they're going through. But
totally.
They need a new name. They need a
different name.
They need new branding. Yeah.
Here's a rebrand. Here's one for dog boobs.
What?
Let's talk music.
Oh, yes. I am a fucking dog boobs fan.
Yeah.
Damn.
You guys love music. What do you got over there, dog?
Dead Bedrooms, a support group for Redditors who are coping with a relationship that is seriously lacking in sexual intimacy.
Oh, that's
advice is always appreciated. Just don't be surprised if we've heard it all. Important links for those in a dead bedroom. Low sexual desire link, communication about sex link, body or penis insecurity, early ejaculation, erection issues. Boom. Sick.
All right.
I feel like a lot of technologies come around with the erection game.
Yeah, and almost none for like menstrual cramps, which kind of sucks.
Icy Hot on there? Or what?
Icy Hot totally works.
They already did that. It's called Tiger Bomb, dude. Yeah. Chill out.
That's why it's called Tiger Bomb. Yeah.
We gave you Tiger Bomb like that. 12 years ago. Just use it.
Anyway, I gotta go to work, so we gotta close this one out. But fucking fascinating. If you're Chinese, looking at you, French Chinese man, or if you want to talk to us more about this, hit us up. Review, like, subscribe, you know, all those things. Hit us up on Instagram, man. We're fucking active. By the way, we've been calling Bryce, and his name is Price.
Oh.
Price Falcon.
Wait.
I've been calling him Bryce.
Who's Price?
Price Falcon. He's homeboy, Price Falcon.
Well, I think his name is written
somewhere,
like two different ways or something. But anyway, he might have changed it.
Wait, who is Price Falcon?
He's one of our homies. He's like he's a fucking OG pod pal. He's
really? Because my friend's name is Bryce Falcon.
Whoa, maybe that's why I'm confused.
Yeah, no. You're getting Price the Go-Go Dancer from Tennessee mixed up with Bryce Falcon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
That guy's ripped, dude. That guy can do hella pull-ups.
Extremely.
I love it.
Do a push-up pod with him.
What I was going to say was, this is like a long-running thing, but anytime we do a sub, I think if you're like an expert and we totally botch it or didn't cover something, like let us know and we'd love to get your opinion.
Yeah.
We would actually love to have you on, because I think we're never going to know. I mean, we haven't said this since like episode 7, but like, we aren't really experts at Reddit. We just love it.
People get that by now, right?
Yeah. And by really, we mean at all. Like, not at all experts.
Did you see we got a good 3-star on iTunes? Like,
no.
I requested. We got a 3-star, and it was...
a strong 3.
But they were like, I'm only doing this because they told me to.
Okay.
Love the pod. You guys are the best. But it was like 3 stars, and the subject was... like, pretty okay, but not as good as cereal.
Should we... not promote that?
I know.
I don't know. Whatever, dude.
I'm glad they did it.
Trash Pandas is a sub about raccoons.
I love it.
All right.
I got a boogie, guys. Okay. I got to close this one up. China, check it out. My name, this is DigiReddit, our weekly podcast about the internet. The front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My Frida, yo.
Coffee's delicious. Thank you, dog. We'll be back next week with another podcast about the internet.
Shabai.
Shabai.
Goodbye.